Hi, Craig James, with a look at the Commonwealth Bank Business Sales Indicator. This is a measure of economy-wide spending that's derived by looking at credit and debit card transactions through Commonwealth Bank merchants. Well, it may surprise some, but business spending has continued to rise. We've had a gain of 0.7% in March after a 0.7% gain in February. Now, if we put those two figures together, it's the strongest gain in sales that we've seen in the order of 14 months. The longer term average is 0.4%, so you can see we're growing at an above average pace. Even if you look at the seasonally adjusted measure, up by 0.7% in the latest month, that's the ninth gain that we're seeing in the order of 11 months. We look at annual growth, that continues to rise as well, up from 5.4% to 5.6% in trend terms in the latest month. Now, in terms of the areas that are showing strength, amusement and entertainment up in the order of 1.6%, transport also up in the order of 1.6%. The next strongest was in terms of hotels and motels, up 1.2%. So certainly the domestic tourism sector doing very well with tourism and hotels and motels. The weakest area in terms of spending is business sales, business down in the order of 0.9%, and the government sector down in the order of 0.3%. We did see spending rise right the way across the nation, except for the Northern Territory, its sales going back in the order of 0.4%. The areas of strength, and quite encouraging too, is Western Australia gaining 0.9%, ahead of Victoria and Queensland, up by 0.8% in trend terms. If we look at the outlook looks very, very favourable, you know, in terms of particularly the domestic tourism sector. We've got the Aussie dollar remaining at relatively low levels, and we have got airlines which seem to be keeping some downward pressure on airfares. Job security is good, jobs are being created. So there's enough to be able to suggest that the good gains in economy-wide spending that we've seen in recent times will continue over the next couple of months. If there's any uncertainty in terms of the data, it's the fact that the election could see a degree of softness move in over the months of April and May.